Hello everybody and welcome to Gaza Guy podcast with me, Mal Musa from Gaza. So what do you think of what we have discussed so far?
It's good. Yeah, everything we've discussed so far has been good, and I'm happy to hear more questions from you.
We talked about understanding identity, but we didn't talk specifically about what it means to be Muslim. Like growing up as a Muslim in the US community or in American community.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? What we can add on this?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's complicated. I think, first of all, like I grew up I was a child when 9/11 happened. I was elementary school, entering middle school, and it was very visible to me how things changed after that. I think I started to become a lot more aware of my identity as someone who was raised in a Muslim family, who identifies as Muslim, and I started to understand more about how we are not necessarily a welcome community in this country. I think not only just like the rise in hate crimes, but I think seeing the leadership of this country at the time and the way that they would talk about Muslims and the way that their response to 9/11 was to go to our home countries and to declare war was very unsettling for me and kind of made me realize that maybe we are considered disposable to, you know, this country. Like our lives don't seem to matter in the way that white people or people who are considered maybe like true American or whatever Trump or Bush's definition of American are, it seems like we don't fall under that. And now I think under the Trump administration, it's become even more clear that Muslim or people who are racialized as Muslim are not welcome in this country. I think the travel ban was one great example of that. I think the way he talks about people of color in this country, including Muslims, is very, very, makes me feel like we are just not welcome here. And
how did this make you feel about yourself, or in general, if we can talk in general, the community, the Muslim community out there, how this impacted on them?
Yeah, well, I guess it just makes me feel really defensive. Like, I feel like I'm constantly defensive. My identity as a woman, like we talked about that earlier, like I constantly feel like I have to defend the choices I make or the things I say because of my identifying as a woman. I think it's sort of similar when it comes to my views as someone who identifies as Muslim. So I don't really embrace Islam. I don't really feel religious in any sense.
So you're not practicing the religion?
I haven't practiced in a long time. But I mean, I still identify as Muslim, if that makes sense. I think just based on the community and the traditions I was raised with, I think I don't know. It's hard for me to not feel Muslim in some sense, but I don't practice at all. So I guess that might be confusing for some people. But I think that's what confuses me about religions. I don't understand who is the perfect Muslim, who is the perfect Jew, who is the perfect Christian. I just, like, what makes you qualified as, what qualifies you in being a good Muslim or even a Muslim? Like, what are the characteristics you have to embody in order to?
I mean, they would say like someone who, you know, is praying, someone who's committed to the teachings of the religion, someone who's practicing religion in their daily lives. So if you would hear this, what do you think?
I mean, I guess, yeah, I guess they would be considered, to me, that's someone who, I feel like I'm just as Muslim as them. I think they would just be considered more pious, more devout, more devoted to Islam in a way that serves them better. I think that's what confuses me about religion, or is complicated, is that a lot of us take what we want from it and just apply it to our lives in whatever ways are convenient for us. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't think I need to be, you know, confined in any way by my religion or restricted in any sense. but I imagine a lot of people probably have a problem with the fact that I do identify as Muslim, but I'm not, you know, devoted to Islam in a way that they are.
You talk about judgment, that is something different. Like, if they want to judge you, that's not your problem, that's their problem. Right. But how you see religion or how you practice religion, it's all about you.
Yeah, I mean, I believe in God, I do. I believe in God not because I was taught to believe in God, not because I was taught there is, you know, one God and we all have to submit to him. No, to me, like, I believe in God as a way of submitting to a higher power. And if that happens to be God,
salvation,
the God that I believe in, right, like, then that's fine with me. But it's just people could talk about religion for days. We could sit and talk, have this conversation until my battery dies on my phone. But I feel like there's no right answer, there's no wrong answer.
Exactly.
I just think it's a feeling, and I don't think a lot of people agree with me, and I don't really care, obviously. But this is how being Muslim serves me. It makes me feel like I'm a part of a community. And that's really all we want as humans. I mean, part of what we want is to feel like we belong to something. And I think that's part of why I stay connected to the Muslim community. And, you know, I'm friends with other people who identify as Muslim or were raised in Muslim families, because there is this mutual understanding amongst us.
If you had to compare yourself to one fictional character, who would it be?
That's a great question. It's funny, my brain immediately started thinking of like cartoons, like Disney cartoons, which is ridiculous because I'm almost 30 years old and I'm thinking about cartoons. But and not to just keep bringing up my earlier point, but all these fictional characters, especially the ones who are women, are so much of them is defined by their love interests in these movies and in these books. And I feel like it's so hard for me to even relate to them so much, because I don't really ascribe to those beliefs. And I just think it's so ridiculous that so many of these, even in fiction, even in fantasy, like, there's still these ideas of like love and these notions of what it means to date and what a good partner is like. And it's just funny, I guess, that I just can't come up with a good answer, because that comes to mind first. I was going to say like Pocahontas or like Mulan, one of those like cool Disney characters, but Pocahontas married or like fell in love with some white guy at the end, like a white colonizer. That is not me. But I will say, initially, I relate to the fact that she was very, you know, she kind of would just do her own thing. She didn't really listen to others. She had a lot of love for her family and community. She was very strong, but at the same time, like, the love story just makes me feel so disconnected.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about, when are you most yourself?
Oh, that's a good question. When I'm around people who appreciate my authentic self, and I have a lot of friends, and obviously my family are so, you know, appreciative and embrace who I really am. So I would say that's probably when I feel most myself. But I think it's hard to say that, because now that I think about it, like, outside of social settings, outside of like people who I surround myself with, there aren't really other examples that come to mind in terms of when I feel most myself. I think there's a lot of places and people and times and situations that put me at peace, and I think when I'm feeling like peaceful and safe, that's when I can really feel like myself. And I think examples of that include, like, I play a lot of soccer, so when I'm playing soccer, I'm grounded, like, I can be myself, but it makes me feel great. A lot of times when I am like doing something physical, like soccer, or like I go to a boxing gym a couple of times a week, I feel
you box.
Yeah, not with others, just with a bag, but yeah. But I feel like when I'm in touch with like what my body can do and my physical well-being, I think that's when I feel good about myself. And I think just being around like people and energy and having conversations where I feel like there's like mutual understanding amongst us, and I feel like there's open-mindedness and creativity, and people are engaging in similar ideas and similar thought processes. I feel like that's, you know, and I'm lucky in that I have a lot of friends and family members who I can have those types of conversations with.
You share the same vibes with them.
Right, totally. I think that's important.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about boxing. Who's your favorite boxer?
It's Khabib, right? I mean, I guess he would be...
He's my number one fight.
He's just an fighter. So.
Have you watched his fight recently?
Mm-hmm. I heard a lot about it. I watched.
It was too emotional.
Mm-hmm. I watched the interview. It's beautiful.
I celebrated his victory, but after the victory, it was so emotional because his dad, who trained him all his life, passed away this year. Mm-hmm. And it was the first time that his dad didn't celebrate his victory or didn't congratulate him. And after he submitted his opponent, he cried in the middle of the cage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw the interview. It was really sad.
Become a supporter of Gaza Guy podcast. You can support this podcast with a small donation to help sustain future episodes. Support Gaza Guy through anchor.fm/GazaGuy/support or visit our Instagram page Gaza Guy and click on the link in the bio. Gaza Guy from Gaza.